meaning a good rabbi, what does he do? He ties all the current events together. So I wanted the guy together Purim and a chasana. That's a good rabbi. Tie together Purim and a chasana. There's a famous kasha called on Purim. It's a stira between a Purim and a chasana. That's a stira. And in the Purim, in the Megillah, we say, "La Yehudim Oisa Oira Besimcha Besasa Bikar." Right? We also say that in Havdalah, but it comes from the Megillah's Esther. I assume people know that. You know, we say in the Havdalah every week, but it's a pasuk from Megillah's Esther. So what's the stira? Because in Shabbat brachas, what do we say? Asher bara sason v'simcha chasan v'kala, etc. Ol Yisham bar Yehuda v'chutzes Yerushalayim. What comes next? Kol chasan v'kol simcha. Very good. Okay. So what's the stira? It switches the order. Right. Ready. Cheated. Anyway, right. But that was my father used to like this question. That the how come in Megillah's Esther we say, Layudim Oisa Arava Simcha Sasan Vikar? So we say, Layudim Arava Simcha Visasan. So we put the word Simcha before Sasan. And in the Shabbat brachas, when he taught Od Yishama Be'ara Yehuda Bechutzos Yerushalayim, we're talking about the time of the Mashiach. So we say the order the other way: Kol Sasan V'Kol Simcha. Okay. So the Gra says a very, very nice insight. The Gra says that there are two ways of being happy. If a person's happy because he has something now to be happy about. But there's another way of being happy. The other way you're happy is expectation. Right? The day before a chasana, a person's happy, even though nothing happened yet, because tomorrow is the big day. A person's going on a trip in a week from now. I'm leaving, I'm going on vacation, I'm going on a world cruise, whatever it is, I'm going to get to be whatever it is that a person's happy about. Expectation is tremendous happiness. A guy looks at his bank account, he sees he has $1 million in the bank. Doesn't do him any good right now. The bank is closed. He can't get to his money. He can't. You know, so what if you have $1 million in your bank? You're not in the bank. But the expectation, if I got $1 million in the bank, then I can, whenever I want, I can have so much pleasure. So there's a pleasure of expectation, and there's a pleasure of in the present, both which make people happy. So the Gra says as follows, that by Megillas Esther, when the Achashverosh sent out the second decree, nothing changed yet. It was just the expectation that now the Jews knew that when it comes Asidim for that next day for Yedawit Adar, it'll be a great day. It'll be a day that's secure. They'll be able to wipe out their enemies. So Layudim Aisa Simcha, they were Simcha means an expectation for the future. They didn't have anything yet. It was just they knew that it's going to be great. The tables were turned, and now we thought that Yedawit Adar is going to be a tragedy. Now we realize it's going to be the greatest day of victory. So we're so happy now in expectation. So the simcha comes before the sasan, because the expectation, first your expectation, and then you get the, we didn't get it yet. The simcha, and then will be sasan. I don't exactly know how you read that in the pasuk. Well, he says in the time of the Mashiach, they already have something in the present, because the Mashiach is things are terrific, but it's sasan, and then simcha because there's a realization that things will only keep on getting better, because they'll build on the better. No, the next day will get better and better because you just keep on building on the bracha. Okay, anyway, that's the gross, a very beautiful gross. What it has to do with the nafkamina for us is not the drasha. It's a nice drasha. No, it's a good drasha for a shul. I got my Reuben here and get a good drasha. I think it's a good drasha. Anyway, good drasha if you have to tie together Purim and a chasana. But anyway, what it has to do for us is that we always talk about trying to be happy. Shenitmas Adar Marvin the Simcha. So it says in the Gra, there are two ways of being happy. There's being happy because of expectation, convincing yourself or realizing that there's a tremendous bracha coming in the future to make you happy in the present. And there's a second way of being happy is realizing that you have a tremendous bracha right now. Those are Simcha and Sasan. How does that relate to us? I went many, many years ago. I don't remember how many. Probably close to 20 years ago. I met, one of my first years being a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. I met a very big God in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rabbi Yamin Zilber. He was a big tzaddik. He was an old Navardiker. He wrote many mussars for him. Parish Azaz, Shara, and Shari Tshuva. So I asked them this question, that there are some guys in yeshiva that learning is very, very hard for them. And since learning is very hard, it's very hard for them to be the simcha in yeshiva. Because, like here, it's hard for them to sit, and it's hard for them to learn, and they have to force themselves. So, you know, a person wants, you want to be in yeshiva, you want guys to be happy. If he's working so hard, he has to fight himself. How can he be happy? So he told me this yesite. He told me that people in the world, most people, when they have a job and they make money, they're not happy because they enjoy their job. All right, if they wouldn't get paid for the job, most people, and even these great baseball players and basketball players, if you would tell them, okay, today, you know, today you're working for free, you know, for free, no? They wouldn't go to work to play the game. They would take a vacation. Most people, they take as much as they say they love the job, the reason why they enjoy the job is because it pays well. So it means the enjoyment is because you know that this job is paying you such a great salary. It's the simcha. It's most of the pleasure that people have in this world is simcha, is their expectations for the future. I get this. When I do, I'm going to make a lot of money. If I make a lot of money, right, even the chasana itself is not such an enjoyment. It's because of what you assume, you know, the future will bring. It's in most things. It's tremendous. Simchas are because of the expectation, or very often. So he said that what you have to do is you have to focus on the tremendous schar that when a guy learning in yeshiva, he has a bank account, millions and millions of dollars in the bank. Right? Every time you learn Torah, you're getting a mitzvah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kudam for every minute, every word of Torah. You know what I mean? Millions, hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs you got. And every mitzvah is worth so much, you got a bank account. So just like a guy who has millions of dollars, he takes out his bank account and he looks at it and he feels, ah, great. He feels happy. What's the bank of the bank book don't do you any good now? But I got it in the bank. Right? This is the best bank is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bank. So he said that a person should be able to be happy by being able to feel that he has so many mitzvahs in the bank. The problem with that is, and I once mentioned this to someone, I think even recently, this year, and they said it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because if that's good, if I felt I was a tzaddik. But me, I'm a rasha, right? I'm a bum. You know how many averes I do? So who says that I got such a good bank account in Shemayim? Adarabba, I'm scared. Who knows what my bank account in Shammai is going to be? Anyway, that is, I think we discussed this in a Musa group, in one group, I don't remember. But that is a very, 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 very krum and wrong, and a few other things. I think we mentioned this in a Musa group. We said as follows. We said that the Messiah the Sharim says, or other people say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have gone ahead and created people to do chesed. And he could have put us straight in Olam Haba. And it would have been great. You know, great as Olam Haba. I think that would have been pretty good. It would have been pretty enjoyable. Why did he do it? Because Hashem wanted to do a bigger chesed. He wanted us to enjoy it even more, that we should feel that we worked for it. He would have just put a strain on him out, but I think it still would have been pretty good. But you wouldn't enjoy it fully because you didn't work for it. So Hashem had to give you, want to give you that extra added chesed, so he put you in this world. Meanwhile, what happens? He put us in this world, and what happens? Everybody flunks. So that was not a very good plan. Right? Hashem wants to do chesed. He could give you 99.9% chesed. He said, no, I want to give 100% chesed. So he goes and puts in this world and no one gets it. Anyway, the obvious answer is that most people do get it in this world. For sure, a guy learning in yeshiva, if the guy learning in yeshiva is not getting it, is not getting a greater pleasure than if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have handed him Olam Haba on a silver platter, then I don't know, then there's something wrong with the whole system. Because, you know, like, so who's getting it? So one or two people? No, you know, like, that doesn't make sense. I heard from Rav Yosef Cohn, Tzatzal, a story. I think I told this story once, I remember a few years ago. That there was a Rav Chaim Yosef Zonenfeld had a relative, I think of it, that was a very sick lady who was lo aleinu, she was bedridden and she had tremendous yisurin and poverty, and she couldn't even get out of bed to go to the bathroom, so she had to lie in bed, and she even would make in the bed and had to lie in her waist, and it was terrible, and her body was covered with sores. A tremendous, terrible situation. So Zonenfeld went to visit her, and she asked Rav Zonenfeld for a bracha, that she should have Arichas Yamin. So Rav Zonenfeld asked her, you have so much Yisurim, what do you want Arichas Yamin for? You know, what kind of life do you have? You're stuck in bed, you can't do anything, you have physical pain. So she said that because once every week or so, there's some ladies, Baal Chasadim, come and they bath her and they change her sheets and they change her clothes and she's as a goof nucky. And for an hour or two, till she has to go to the bathroom again, she davens and she makes brachas. So once a week, she's able to make the daven, make brachas. For that, I can do a mitzvah once a week as kedai to live. So Razon said, you're right. In other words, for one mitzvah, you know, we go ahead and we do hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs every day. We really, if you make a cheshbon, if every word of Torah is a mitzvah, we have hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs every day. Just even brachas, we make like 100 brachas a day. She has one mitzvah, I don't know how many, you know, she's davening. Once a week, she's tremendous yisurim. He said, for that, kedai live. I heard the same thing from Rav Zuckerman, but even a little stronger. He quoted Rav Simcha Zisso as saying that it's worth it for a person to be created and to go through all the yisurim of being created in this world. Right? There's a lot of yisurim some people have. And all the yisurim of Gehenim he's going to get for all the averis that he did in this world. Right? Guy does a lot of averis if he does one mitzvah. That's what he says. Simcha Zisso. He called it Simcha Zisso. In other words, the guy's created. In other words, we wanted with the question I was asking, did Hashem goof? So he says, Hashem created a person. He went through his whole life. He did hundreds and thousands of averis. but he did one mitzvah, he came out ahead of the game. Hashem, it's a chesed for him to be created. Hashem created people as a chesed. Say, well, most people, where it's a chesed? Says, it's a chesed. He's ahead of the game. That one mitzvah, we have don't fathom the schar of one mitzvah. So the schar of one mitzvah says it's worth it to go through the whole aggravation of being created and to suffer all the gehenim for all your aveiros because you did one mitzvah. Anyway, that's what we believe. We're supposed to believe that the schar for one mitzvah, it's a Mishnah Perkei Avos, is that the schar for one mitzvah is greater than all the schar of Olam HaZeh put together, right? That's the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Anyone know Perkei Avos? Probably not. But okay, but that's the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Yafas Shoach and Shokaris Ruach. Which means if you take all the pleasures in Adam Haza from Adam Arishan till today, and you pile them up one on top of the other, 1 minute of Adam Haba is greater, and then every mitzvah, there's no mitzvah that you don't get Adam Haba, I think it says somewhere. Anyway, so that is what we believe. So a person should have, this is what Rabbi Yamin Zilber told me. But if you have a guy in yeshiva who doesn't enjoy yeshiva, he finds yeshiva life torture. The food is terrible, right? The learning is horrible. The rabbeim are inconsiderate. All they do is throw pens and markers at me, right? You know, what can they do? This place is a crazy-ish place. He says, Lamaisa, but you should be happy because you got a bank account. That's what Rav Zilber said. That's simcha. Simcha is not that you have something now, is expectation. The first thing which, if you look at expectation, you can be tremendously, tremendously happy. That was his Rav Zilber, right? Yeah.
Is there something that you can speak about?
There is such a thing. It's one of the most worst misquoted things that I've ever misquoted in the world. Yes, because it doesn't say it. Chavos Chaim brings that, but that doesn't make sense to say. I'm going to go through you. That's the worst thing to tell people, because can you tell a guy you speak Lashon Hara, you lose all your mitzvahs. The guy's like, listen, this don't make no sense. I'm going to work hard to do mitzvahs. It's inevitable. I'm going to one time speak Lashon Hara because I know myself, and there, boom, you know, why bother? We don't mean that, obviously. Because then the whole world would be, the whole thing would be changed. It means that you lose, I think it means, first of all, it means you have to be a real, it says you have to be a real Baal Lashon Hara for that to apply. Not just say one time you spoke Lashon Hara. But you're a guy who is mamish, orangutan, you know, a real yenta. And even there, I think it just means that you lose the equivalency. Means you have to pay back the person that you damaged. So if you went ahead and you're a yenta and you spoke Lashon Hara about this Yankel, the butcher, and you made him lose his business, so you were mazik him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to pay him back. So when you mazik him with money, you pay him back directly. When you mazik him with Lashon Hara, so you pay him back, then he gets not all your mitzvahs, he gets some of your mitzvahs as a payment. But it doesn't, you know, it's not just a cross the board. All your mitzvahs go to him. It may be the equivalency of some form of payment, but not. But so it has to be, first of all, you did a hazik to a person, that you were involved in the Lashon Hara. It says, I saw the Farish in his farm, it says it has to be a person who is the kviyas of our Lashon Hara, and he's mamish mazik someone, and even then it's only. It could be you lose one mitzvah. You know, now that's a tragedy. One mitzvah. We just said what one mitzvah is. So to give one mitzvah is a payment. It's a tragedy. But not that you get all your, you know, you got to dramatize it. He goes up to Shemayim and he sees, hey, a month of my mitzvahs are missing. Hey, what happened? Hey, one time you spoke Lashon Hara. You know, it don't work like that. Okay, anyway. So the first thing is, I think it's a terrific thing, is that we want to be happy. Is one way of being happy is by focusing on the tremendous schar that we have. That the future, we believe we have schar in Olam Haba, we even believe we have Yad HaNishmaya in Olam Hazeh. There's tremendous future. So just like you go to a wedding, so you're happy at a wedding. Why? because the future. So we have a tremendous future. That's what I heard from Binyamin Silver. Now, the second way of being happy is being able to focus on the present, to appreciate the present. Now, that is also, it happens to be, I don't know, the honest truth is, I think so. Now, I'm going to say something really, really radical. That even though we said before everything is true, that the foods in the yeshiva have much to be desired, and the rabbeim have much to be desired, and some other things have much to be desired, I still think you guys have it great. That's what I think. Yeah, great. I remember when I was first year in yeshiva, maybe with my second, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Zevin Harris then and Rabbi Yoed, I mean, were in the Kodo here at Israel. And I don't remember who said to who. I think Yoedim and said to Rabbi Harris, they weren't rabbis yet, so I don't think, but okay. So he said, aren't you jealous of him? He's starting yeshiva. You know, we already finished our yeshiva years. And he said, yeah, and you know, the other one agreed, yeah. The yeshiva years that a guy has is the greatest times of your life. There's to be together, you have chaverim, you have, you know, the world is so, you know, it's a rough world out there. It's a working, and, you know, to be in yeshiva with all its chesreides is such a tremendous time. It really is. Yeah, you know, besides that, learning is better than ice cream. So that's also true. But just the chaverim and the atmosphere and the closeness is a tremendous time. The problem that people have is people don't recognize it. I said this more than once, but it's so important. I saw this in a sefer called Sefer Mishalim. From a Makubo, I was yeshiva in Israel, went to Sfas, and there was a sefer. We were diving in some shul, and they only had Kabbalah Sfarim on the shelves. What can I do? So I had to open up a Kabbalah sefer while they were singing the Chodovi. I don't know what they were doing. So there was a sefer called Sefer Mishalim from a Makubo, and it had there a Gavaldika thing. It said that Simcha is compared to oil. I don't know where. So he said that pshat is that oil and water has an amazing thing. That when you mix oil and water, you make an experiment. You pour oil and you pour water and you mix it with a spoon or whatever, it doesn't mix and it'll separate. The water will flow on the bottom and the oil will flow on the top. I think if you mix it, for sure if you don't mix it. Which means they do not mix. So he says it comes up, they don't mix. So it all depends on your perspective. If you focus on the top and you look down from the top, you'll only see the oil. If you look from the bottom, you'll only see the water. You have the ability, right? It's depending on which side you're looking from. You have the ability to see only oil or only water. So he said that that is a secret how some people can be happy with tremendous, tremendous yisurim. And one little teeny simcha, because when you have, even if you have the worst, you can be in a concentration camp, and you have one simcha, the simcha and the yisurin don't mix. And therefore, the simcha makes you happy, because it doesn't mix. So you can focus on that simcha and be happy. And just like the oil floats on top of the water, you don't even have to see the water. You can just see the oil. You have a little skinny layer of oil on top of the water. If you're looking from the top, all you see is oil, and you can think it's all happiness. So that, he says, why some people can be happiest and tremendous yisurim, but the opposite side is also true. There are some people that look at it the other way, and they can have a drop of water and a whole cup full of oil, and they only see the water. And that is a large part our problem. That for whatever reason, I think this is definitely true, and it's something we have to work on. We have such tremendous bracha. We really can't imagine how much bracha we have. You compare ourselves to previous generations. Most generations, kids, you know, when they were I met people that told me, you know, they had to go work when they were 13 years old. Their parents, they had to go out to work, you know, and that's not like, you know, 12-hour work days. We have such tremendous bracha that we have. But the problem is that we have the perspective is wrong. For some reason or another, we focus in on the bad instead of on the good. We focus on that, the little bit of water that floats on the top, or no, it's on the bottom. that floats on the bottom, that sinks to the bottom. The little bit of water that sinks to the bottom, we focus. If Hashem made it the other way, that you could be happy even in tremendous yisurim. God can have cancer, and he can have this, and he can have tremendous yisurim, and he can be happy because he's focusing on the top. But most people, or many people, they take that thing that I call Baruch Hu created, and they turn it upside down, and they focus on the bad. So what comes out is that obviously you gotta be happy. So you have two ways to be happy. The first way, the easiest way, it's a much, much easier way, because it's just a little bitachon that we are, listen, if we're obviously, if anybody is close to beginning schar, it's guys running in yeshiva. It's not the, you know. So obviously, and we say that even for one, the simple diesel said, a person, even if he just did one mitzvah, he's getting tremendous schar. So we have a tremendous, tremendous bank account. So that should make us happy. A person should be happy focusing on the future. We got a tremendous bank account with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way to be happy. The second way to be happy is that we have it right here. What could be better than being in Miami? As in New York, it's so cold. It wasn't so cold, the truth is, this time. Last time, my grandson's wrist was so cold. Snowstorm. Anyway, but the a lot of good things here. A lot. What's so funny? Why are you laughing? Let it be noted that you, the Herman, is laughing. Anyway, the Maisa, not really, we have so many good things in the yeshiva. And the guys are really so lucky. So we have to be able to focus on that. Okay.